The little snow-covered log cabin, seen often as a symbol of Alaska, is fast becoming an icon of the past. These days, Alaskans are seeking energy efficiency in their residential and commercial buildings. Klaus Meyer, a partner in the architectural firm of Meyer Sadler Smith, works with climate and culture and technical innovations to design affordable, sustainable homes for Alaskans. Meyer spoke today at the Business of Clean Energy in Alaska conference in Anchorage, sponsored by the Renewable Energy Alaska Project. He says the issues are similar whether you're in California or Alaska.
You want to build a really energy efficient house first by you look at the orientation of the house, placement of windows. You try to do a really highly insulated house that is well ventilated. Yeah, it varies a whole lot. You know, there's not really one answer.
Would there be anything in Alaska's climate that would actually make it easier to have a energy efficient home?
Well, I think what puts us at the advantage is that in some, especially rural areas, our energy costs are much higher than, let's say, in other places in the United States. And that puts us into an advantage to say, if we address those issues of energy efficiency, we can actually be ahead. The payback of the systems are much shorter than if the energy cost is lower.
Certainly there are new innovations in building and in energy systems that did not exist, say, even 10 years ago. How do these newer systems help?
I mean, we always like to say, you know, we start out with the basic things that you should get right. For instance, you should always think about daylighting the space. That will cut down the electricity cost just for lighting. Second, if you have a good exposure, you know, we say then you can go for what we call a passive house that takes advantage of the orientation, has lots of south windows, not so many east and west windows, and then very few on the north side. And then if you want to go a step further and invest, then you would also include some active systems that you refer to, like in the last 10 years. We have seen a lot of really great innovations in that field, and actually the cost of these systems are coming down.
Is energy efficiency and energy efficient design a parameter of the wealthy? Can anyone afford these innovations?
Yeah, we absolutely think so. I mean, like we showed in Mountain View, it is possible to do it on a budget. There, the task was to design an affordable house, single family, three bedroom, two-car garage, and there was a set budget of $210,000.
What kind of changes have you seen in building and design in the last 15 years?
I think people are much more aware of the energy costs, especially after, you know, that one summer where the gas was $4.30 or something, and people all of a sudden changed their habits. And I think that's a positive change. If people get aware of where they spend energy, then you know, you can invest into the future to say you go to a higher standard.
Klaus Meyer is an architect in Anchorage.